What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Keith Walsh is with me, the writer, broadcaster, podcaster, Alison Curtis, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM. Great to see all of you here.
I know, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Gang back together.
I feel Keith has kind of been
AWOL.
Yeah, he has.
I'm a bit of a flake at the moment, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just like, look,
glad you can acknowledge it.
I'm just sort of seeing other shows. I don't know if it's, you know, just, you guys are my main show.
But you've been dabbling.
I've got side shows, you know.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know how you feel about that.
Swinging.
I'm thinking about
it. Isn't that the phrase from that Mormon show that people are watching, isn't it?
Soft swinging. I'm not sure.
Or is that something else?
Something else came to mind.
I'm not sure monogamy is for me more so, you know. Maybe we can discuss it further off air, you know.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't aware we were in an open threesome. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, it's fluid, you know.
Alison, who is your winner of the week?
Jean Smart. You know who she is?
Is that a person? No.
Yes, the actress.
No.
I remember a TV show called Get Smart.
Yeah.
No. So really, neither of you know. Okay, so designing women was a big thing in the 80s. That's kind of what she first was known for. She has had a really long career.
Oh, yes, I do know.
So her most current thing is Hacks. She plays Deborah Vance, who is a stand-up comedian in this, and she won her first ever, after years of being in TV, Emmy for Hacks for Deborah Vance this year. And it's in its third season. It's brilliant. Now, I do associate it with flying back to Canada, because the first season I watched the entire way, like half on the way to Canada.
Oh, on the plane.
And then on the way back. And then the following year, I didn't watch it for a year, and then on the way to Canada, I was like, I'm going to watch season two of Hacks. So I do associate it with that, claustrophobia and stuff. But no, it is hilarious. And it's brilliant. But what she's doing tomorrow night is she's opening the 50th season of SNL. Saturday Night Live would be my specialist topic, my mastermind topic. I love it. And she's the guest host. And it's her debut. It's the first time she's ever done it.
Really?
And she's 73. And if you get a chance, one of my favorite shows of all time is Fargo. She's in season two. And she is utterly terrifying.
Oh, sorry. She's the kind of matriarch
of that matriarch.
Family out in that house.
Scary.
Yes. So scary. Oh, God. Sorry. She is brilliant in that.
Irish?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. No, but she's, I just love her because.
Bit of Irish in it, though, somewhere.
Terrifying. This renaissance of like, it's like, you know, 73. Guys, if you watch Only Murders in the Building, the average age, if you take Selena Gomez out of the picture and Paul Rudd, is 75. 70 is the new 30, guys.
All right, okay.
I'm telling you.
Like, and I just love that.
But like, there was a time when like older actors couldn't work. Like there was no work for
them. It's all about
that.
Catherine O'Hara in The Last of Us, the new season now, or new season coming out next year. Like it's all about being 70, guys. So it makes me feel a lot better.
Like you've so much time to get ready for when you hit 70.
Yeah.
But everybody seems young and fit. Like going to Only Murders in the Building, like Martin Short slid down a banister in the last episode. Like it's just like everyone's just like moving and shaking, and like Steve Martin is 78, he's 70, whatever. So she's opening SNL, got her first Emmy this year. She's hilarious. She's my winner for sure.
SNL doesn't translate, doesn't it, not across the Atlantic for some reason.
Bits that I really enjoy.
But
a bit where,
small bits.
And I'm not going to remember the names of any of the people.
Yeah.
But
I will for you.
Where they make up the songs. He makes
that is Kirsten Wiig.
Yeah.
And I've totally blanked on his name now. And he's the head, head band guy now.
He's the guy in the other thing as well.
Oh, yeah, the guy in the other thing, yeah. Sure.
But he makes up the song and she has to pretend that she knows the song as well. So they come in with their new song from their new album. It's all about Easter. And then he starts singing the song and she has to try and match it as he's singing. So it would be like me going, I love Easter. And then you're trying to sing it as if you know.
Like I say, it doesn't translate,
I love it.
It doesn't translate when I try to explain.
But it's not that popular here, put it that way.
So we started watching it in high school, secondary school. And then in university, when I started university, is when Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Will Ferrell, that was a real golden age of it. Mm. And that's when I got mad into it. And like, it was, that was hilarious. Like, it was all those guys, Rachel Dratch, all those guys. And then it kind of dipped.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of back up.
But it's funny, like all of that cohort.
Fred Armisen.
There you are. That whole cohort of people, I mean, all of the movies that spun out of that, yeah, we'll say, were really
My
popular
Rudolph,
here.
All those guys.
But for some reason, SNL, like, put it this way, if SNL was, if it came across the Atlantic successfully, it would be a prime time show on RT or BBC.
It.
But
don't
they don't, you
know,
they bury it late at night if it's ever on.
We could tell you, see.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. true, Keith. It's true.
Very similar.
It's
very
shameless,
similar
shameless, shameless.
No, I'm not looking at anything. What was the Canadian version of Saturday Night Live?
SCTV.
Saturday Night Live.
With John Candy, Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy, they all started.
Yeah.
So Second City TV started in Toronto and Chicago. Yeah. The two of them were together.
So, no, not SNL. Gene Smart is your winner of the week, wasn't it?
Hmm?
Was SNL or Jean Smart?
Gene Smart.
Funny.
We've gone on my mastermind topic.
She's a comedy actor as well, isn't she? Like,
yes.
Well, Hacks is a comedy.
No, Hacks is... Have you not seen Hacks?
No, neither have I.
I think you would like it, Keith. I actually think it would be your kind of thing.
Keith, who's your winner of the week?
I'm going to go for this podcast. It's from Wondery. Are you guys...
Oh, yeah, Wondery. Yeah, Wondery.
Wondery Stable. And it's called Actually Happening. And this is... It's called This Is Actually Happening. And this is titled, What If the Worst Has Yet to Come?
Uh-oh.
And it's a podcast about a guy. They'd had this guy on before. And these are kind of like interviews, but they're delivered as, it seems like a monologue where the questions are just taken out. And
okay.
Like, this person is just talking about this experience they had. So this guy had been on before. He had a difficult upbringing, difficult experience, essayed by a teacher, and, you know, sort of, but was, had worked through it and had come on to talk about this experience and how therapy had helped him, and et cetera, et cetera. After that, he'd had a bit of a relapse, but he went through another turbulent time. And what happened is he discovered he was bipolar, or he'd had a bipolar episode.
Okay.
A manic episode, which he didn't realize he was going through at the time. But in this, you can... It's so helpful because he's really clearly remembered this episode he's gone through, this manic episode he's gone through. At the end of it, the doctor said, we think you've developed bipolar. And it's just a fascinating insight into what's going on with somebody.
As it's happening.
As they're going through this manic. He didn't realize, he was just like, oh my God, everything for a long time, everything's amazing.
Is that really, what's happening to me right now?
He was just really,
Gene Smart, SNL.
He was really, really high. He was really on it. Everybody, he had an opinion about everybody. Like, was falling out with people because he was so sure of things.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
He was calling out people. He was like, oh my God, you need to do that. You know, losing friends, losing family. His grandmother died.
It was all an episode.
It was all an episode. And you can see where... At some point, he starts talking to homeless people, which is fine, but he feels like he can talk to them, you know, so like he's on their level. Like he starts hanging out. He starts, you know, kind of stops looking after himself. He suddenly just kind of doesn't have any money. He's just like, it's just mad to see the arc of this manic
episode. For
them
to put it into that podcast format is amazing.
For him to be able to describe it in the detail.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes we come across people who, be their friends or just someone on the street shouting at traffic or whatever, and we're going, and we dismiss it almost. Like, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But like, maybe the next time somebody is behaving a bit odd and they're a friend, and you're thinking, this guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, if they weren't like that before, maybe, like, to see the signs of somebody in many could be very helpful. And I just think, have a listen to this. It's Series 14, episode 332. So there's loads more to discover there. and it's called What If the Worst Was Yet to Come?
So This Is Actually Happening is the series, is it?
It's just that he did one before. He just happened to do one before. And then he actually had this episode and he came back to them. He said, What If the Worst Was Yet to Come? He thought that he was over the worst of it.
Okay.
Mm. And then he had this manic episode triggered by something. And he describes what he went through and that period of his life. And it's just like, it's absolutely fascinating to listen to. And
how
the mind works and how many can just take over. And seem kind of normal, but just like, oh God, man's turned into an awful asshole, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And now he's shouting at cars.
He's swearing a lot tonight.
Mm.
Me, am I?
Twice.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Oh,
sorry. Have you got a dump button?
No, it's too late. This is actually happening. What if the worst is yet to come? Your winner of the week.
Yeah, what if the worst is
a worthy winner of the week. Alison, who's your sinner of the week?
The M50.
Oh,
so good. I'm very fortunate to not have a commute. You do, Kieran. Like you.
Yeah, not on the M50 though.
How do you
cross the M50?
Across it.
I don't drive in the M50. Come straight up the N7 through the Red Cow roundabout in the Long Mile Road.
Okay.
And are you always going against traffic?
Yeah, I'm not in the traffic yet.
You rarely hit traffic.
Yeah, rarely hit traffic. Thursday now worse for traffic than Fridays. Interesting little kind of school, pattern changes, you know, post COVID.
People work from home.
People work from home on a Friday. Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, this past week I was at the ploughing, as in a week ago. And so I was there and back every day. So M50 every day. And then the next day I had to go to Roscommon and then 3 days later to Offaly. So I was on it a lot. And I definitely feel for people who have to do this all the time. I'm really fortunate that throughout my life, even in like school, work, I've always been close, even from primary school, close to my destination for the day. So I've been okay. But it's grim. Like you run out of things to think about with yourself. I should listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast.
Listen, yeah. No, I listen to News Talk and Today FM. And like, you're just, you know, I have the worst bladder and it's just like, I get hungry really quickly. And I'm like, this is just a nightmare. You plan for it. And largely I have to say, I think people were pretty considerate. I did notice that, like getting in and out of lanes and things. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's so much of your time. And I don't know how people do it. So a shout out to people that do it all the time.
Claire, producer Claire, on the M50 yesterday for 3 hours. She just loves it. Yeah, there was no cars. She was just going from Malahide to Bray. Malahide to Bray, over and back all day long.
And that's a phobia, because that's also a claustrophobia stuff. If you get stuck on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
that feeling like,
what do I do?
But also, see, no one ever talks about it. If you are stuck in traffic and you need the toilet.
Yeah.
I did.
But you were going to talk about it.
No, I'm not. But I'm just like, what do you do?
You got to have a bottle with you.
But I feel like I'm not quite prepared to share it just yet.
Oh, right. Okay.
Should I hold on to that for a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, maybe hold on to it longer than you did. let's put it that way, Alison.
Nobody was harmed. Okay. Car was destroyed.
Okay. It's a nice little forward sell. Someday soon, we'll talk about that.
Oh, who does
that? All its gory detail. Right.
It was in Canada. Anyway.
It was in Canada. Was it?
All right.
But I don't know how people do it. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Keith, who's your sinner of the week?
Well, I'm going to go for Ireland and its amazing publicly funded building projects.
Oh, so bike sheds and security huts.
What a great name for an album. Stereophonics?
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Bike sheds, sheds and...
Bike, right
bike,
first time.
Bike sheds and security shuts.
So, yes, the building projects of Dublin. I'm working on a new book. It's called The Goo Boo Guide to Dublin. It's a part travel book, part true crime documentary. It's like Lonely Planet meets a P. Diddy party video. It's a tour of all the disastrous government building projects. It will appeal to lovers of dark tourism. Do you know about dark tourism?
No.
No, it's like kind of where you visit the site where somebody was killed kind of type things.
Is it actually called a Fred thing? Or something? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Where there was a disaster area.
Yeah.
People will go and tour a disaster area.
I kind of like
area.
The sounds of that.
Yeah.
Would you be into that?
I think maybe.
Yeah, a little bit maybe. I think we all will be. So I'm trying to capture the dark tourism market, a part of it for Ireland, you know? And I think there's lots of money in it. So they'll read this book, they'll come to Dublin and they'll be shocked at, for example, the place where the metro should be.
Okay.
Ghost metro.
Ghost metro.
Yeah. They'll be terrified by the lack of progress and reduced to tears when they see how much no metro costs. It's going to be over 500 million before they even break ground. No!
Would they be excited about the portal, though? It happened.
Well, the portal happened. But we're not talking about nice things.
Sorry, okay. The portal's still there.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just can't see it.
It's invisible. No, but so it is. So people are still going every day.
Other cities, but that wouldn't be part of dark tourism.
Okay.
So it's going to cost 500 million before they even break ground, I reckon. So they haven't even done anything yet. That's about 10 times as much as it would cost to book the one ultimate reality or supreme being, Brahman. You know Brahman, yeah? And the deities of the creator, Brahma, the sustainer, Vishnu, and the destroyer, Shiva, to make a public appearance in Delhi.
Oh.
Wow. So, okay. Mm. 50 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get those guys, and they're not even real people. They're gods. 20 million.
So are you going to have the bike shed on the tour?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is, I'm just, this
and
is
the security hut?
Yeah, this is just
I feel like you shouldn't be giving this idea out willy-nilly on the air.
Yeah, I haven't finished. They'll be bleeding freaked out at the childless hospital of James's Street.
This is like a Republic of Telly sketch, actually, isn't it? Now that he says it.
It's not SNL standard.
And the evil bike shed.
Ouch.
The big evil bike shed of evil. And the space. And the space where the white water rafting things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that's a good one to conclude.
Some say at midnight, you can hear the screams and groans of the ghosts of those who lost their lives in 1916 asking, was it for this? As they tackled the waves in their ghostly galleons. I mean, kayaks. Watch the space.
Well, that's a full pitch.
Yeah.
Put together a full pitch.
You've really put a lot of thought into it, yeah.
Yeah.
I would invest. Yeah. Good.
Okay. Well, I've got like 300... percent of a business here. I'll give you 100% for
sure.
Nice.
20,000.
Sure, no problem.
20,000.
You work for the OPW.
Well, you spent 500 million. You haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
Haven't
but
I?
Could.
But anyway, it is mental. Did it annoy you, those stores? Do they annoy you, the overspends, or do you kind of? Oh, yeah, you just kind of inured to it. You say, yeah, whatever.
A bit of both, actually.
Yeah.
There are times when it does, like, you get really irate.
I think that there's so many issues in the whole bureaucracy of getting things done in this country.
Yeah.
That really needs to be looked at. And I think that we look at these in, like, individual things, like, mm-hmm. The hospital, the metro, and nobody ever goes, well, what is causing this? What's the block?
Yeah.
Like, what's the bureaucracy? What's happening? Where are the blocks, and let's fix that, because you know, spend money fixing that and then we'll save money in the long run, you know.
Anyway, right, we got the breakdown, you know, on the show, on the security shed.
Yeah,
so they spent 120 grand for the design team. It's a lot of money, isn't it, for a design team, when you could have gone down to NCAD and just done like a project with the final year students, design a security hut, you know. It would have been free. They would have loved doing it.
But would a lot of money be like spent haircuts. On like
200 grand for the temporary shed that they put in. The 200 grand for the temporary, for the little shed they put in and then took out.
200 grand?
Yeah, 191,000 euro.
Those things, I wonder.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Where's the temporary
shed? They could have used that for something really good.
They just fill it with money. They don't know what to do with it. They've so much money from the government for doing these deals.
Well, they're storing the temporary bike shed in with the voting machine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, it's the last bit of the show.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. Keith Walsh, Alison Curtis are both still with me. You want to plug something you're doing?
Yes.
Shameless.
I mean, you plugged... Like,
Keith plugs podcasts. He plugs Newbridge. He's always plugging Kildare. Some part of County Kildare.
Your turn is mine. So I'm going to plug. I'm really proud that I'm this year's ambassador for Children's Health Foundation again for Trick or Treat. I've done this year three.
You love Halloween.
I love Halloween. And there's a rave tomorrow in the new Bernard Shaw in Dublin. And DJ Callum is going to be there, and Hype Man Jackson. They're 14 and 8 respectively. And a little girl named, he's brilliant. A little girl named Maeve, who is so adorable. She is 4, recovering from a brain tumor. Wow. She's doing very well. I met her the other day. So yeah, so it's 10 euro for adults, 5 for kids, one year younger or whatever, one under a year, go free. And yeah, childrenshealth.ie/trick-or-treat, and they'll send you out your pack. You can host your own party, and they raise vital funds for kids.
That's so cool.
It is.
That
cool.
is cool.
Rave for kids.
Yeah. So it's at 2 o'clock till 3:30. And I'm not actually, DJ Callum is in charge of that. Like, so
that's where
worry.
The Portobello was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up until you said the age of Hype Man Jackson, I was actually thinking, that sounds like a good night out.
Yeah.
And then when you heard it was over at 3:30 in the day, you went, actually, that's a great night
out. Perfect.
That's actually even better. Yeah, it just got better.
It's perfect. Yeah. So it's a lovely thing. And you can host your own trick-or-treat party.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the kids meant to dress up?
Yes,
people
they can.
People want to go? Yeah.
So
encouraged?
They had a monster theme last year and again this year as well. Loads of great photos went around about it all. And yeah.
And will the kids, did you just ask the question?
Will the kids dress up? Yeah. My kids, I asked them this morning actually what they're dressing up as.
Do they
want to dress up as the exact same things they dressed up as last year.
Really?
Not always. Yeah. Just like put the word dead in front of something.
Yeah. It's a zombie dead cheerleader and a zombie farmer. which is the exact same thing.
Those,
which is exactly what they dress up as last year.
As this year, I have
to think
like
about it. Like zombie radio presenter.
Yeah, zombie. Yeah, that's like real life. That's what I look like on Saturday morning.
Try doing breakfast for 20 years.
So yeah, thank you for that.
You actually do have a shameless plug as well. This is absolutely...
No,
yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Oh, I heard about this really great night.
Oh, God. Go on. Go on.
And, so I'm involved in this festival that's happening in Naas as we speak. I just came straight from there. It's called the Recovery Festival. Well, it's called the More Than That Festival, but it's a recovery festival championing people who are in recovery because they are more than that. They're more than just the recovery. They've got other things to give. So we have Brian Penny on in the library in Naas.
He's fascinating.
Yeah.
Brian Penny.
I don't know him.
Do you know him? That's the kind of neuroscientist guy.
Yeah, neuroscientist, former heroin addict.
Yeah.
And got into Trinity then.
Sorry, I say neuroscientist. I don't add the former heroin addict because I think he's more than that,
more
Keith.
He's more than that. Neuroscientist?
Yeah.
He's a former
heroin addict. I don't know him.
He's fascinating.
Yeah, he's really good. Just have him on, Alison.
Get
him on your show.
We're sharing a lot of guests these days.
Yeah, I noticed that. You can't have Keith. He's already spreading himself too thin.
I've made myself unavailable for a long time. Brian's there in Naas Cinema, Naas Library this evening, and then on Sunday night in the Moat, we've got a comedy night with Willow White. We have local comedian Sophia Cadigan, and we have Eric Lawler, who's also a comedian.
The TikTok guy.
You know him as the TikTok guy. No, Eric Lawler from Fair City.
Oh, yeah. Who's Eric the TikTok guy? Your man from Donegal. What's his name?
I can't remember his surname. But
Fred Armiston.
We leave it there.
Yeah.
So it's only a tenner in the Moat Theatre in Naas tomorrow night. Sunday night?
Tomorrow Saturday. Yeah.
Sunday night. Tenner in. It's comedy and coffee. There's not going to be a bar there, and don't bring a bag of cans, okay? But it's going to be a great night.
Comedy and coffee, I like it.
Naggins only. Keith Walsh, Alison Curtis. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.